Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by you. That's right, you. Thank you for being a member. I appreciate every single one of you guys, and I know you guys are probably wondering what happened to some of the episodes on Friday, the TV episodes that we do. I have them. They're ready. I'll actually probably start uploading them today and hopefully get them out. I've actually went ahead and just spent a full day and recorded or edited or whatever you want to call it, put together every single show. So from now until I run out of episodes. So I hope you guys, I do apologize for that, and I'm trying to get that done. So let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air dates, February 1st, 1952, and the title is Gunsmoke Pass. Thanks again for being a member, and I hope you enjoy.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok! Hi, you folks. Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the world's only talking cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop, Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of Gunsmoke Pass. Next time Mom goes shopping, ask her to get you a couple of packages of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. They taste real good, and they're fun to eat. Yes, sir, when you pour milk or cream on them, they talk. They tell you how crisp and fresh they taste. Listen, and you'll hear them go snap, crackle, pop. Try them with sliced bananas or peaches. They're especially good that way. Remember to ask for a big bowl of them tomorrow for breakfast, will you? The sudden end of Jingle's career as a dark horse politician, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok decided they'd better head back for Abilene. 2 days later, they camped in the Coyote Mountains, and Jingles headed for a nearby town to buy provisions while Bill stayed behind to make out some reports. Before the sun had climbed halfway up the morning sky, the two saddle partners were holstered deep in the smashing adventure of Gunsmoke Pass.
What's that Jasper thinking? Oh, Joker. Oh. Why, that sneaking coyote pointing one of them newfangled Gatling guns right at our camp, and Bill's in there. Jump, Joker. Ho, ho, ho. We got to save Bill. No, you don't, you low-down polecat. You ain't shooting my partner. Bill! Bill!
Go in there. What are you doing?
Now, mister, I'm going to fall on you like a mountain slide.
Oh, stop. Stop! Let me throw you, big
chubba!
Hey,
hold on! Oh, that'll hold you! Bill!
Get off me! You're squashing me to death!
Well, that's what you deserve, you bushwhacker!
Jingles, what are you yelling about? What's going on here?
Oh. Hey, who's that you're sitting on?
Bush crawling bushwhacker, that's what. If I hadn't come along just about now to save you, he'd have shot you with that fancy gun sticking up on them three legs.
Hey. You unmitigated nincompoop. Let me up. That's no gun.
Let him up, Jingles. You made a slight mistake.
Mistake? Nothing, my man.
Of all the idiots, I never saw one to equal you.
Hold it, mister. Hold it. My partner made a mistake, all right, and he'll be the first one to be sorry for it. But don't go calling him names.
No. I'm sensitive. If you want to call me Jingles. Because that's my name. But, Bill, I don't see why that thing, if it's not a gun, what is it?
It's a transit, Jingles.
Oh.
An instrument civil engineers use to survey land.
Well, I can tell you're not the ones who've been trying to kill me the past week, so I might introduce myself.
I'm Renford B. Steele, surveyor for the United States government, this section.
Well, now, we're government men, too.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Steele.
Sure. You're talking to United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok, and I'm his deputy, Jingles. And I'm sorry I roughed you up like that, Renford.
Well, meeting you gentlemen's my pleasure. First good thing to happen to me in weeks.
What do you mean by somebody tried to kill you, Steele?
Well, twice this week I've been fired on from ambush. It's annoying.
Uh-huh, and it's apt to get dangerous, too. Who's shooting at you?
I don't know.
How come you're surveying in this section?
I was sent out to find a pass into Hidden Valley.
Where's that?
On the other side of these mountains. The settlers over there are desperate. They have to take all supplies in by horseback now.
And if you don't find a pass to build a road through, they'll be starved out, that it?
It's that simple, Marshal Hickok.
Well, maybe we can help you.
Oh, it's a very fine offer, Marshal. I appreciate it.
Well, if somebody set on using you for a target practice, you ought not to be running around alone.
No, sir. Now you come up to our camp and they can shoot at all of us. Hey, Bill, somehow that don't make sense to me.
I'm sorry to put you to all this trouble, Mr. Jingles.
Don't mind him, Mr. Steele.
Hey, Bill, he called me Mr. Jingles. Sure is real polite, Jim, ain't he?
Well, here we are. I camped right in that clump of trees. Why, look, Marshal.
Bill, more bushwhackers.
Dust them off, Jingles.
Don't get away, Bill!
You're out of range anyhow, Jingles.
What are they doing in my camp?
Let's go find that out right now. Come on, Buckshot.
I'll help you!
Marshal! Mr. Jingles, look. My maps, my notebooks. Why, they've torn everything to pieces, smashed my equipment.
So I see.
But why? Why would they do this to me?
It's getting mighty plain, mister. Somebody's dead set on you not finding any pass for a road into Hidden Valley.
This is Charlie and your old buddy Slim again. We wonder if you can guess the three little words that mean more eating fun. Tell them, Slim.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Well, now you got the words, sure as shooting. Now how about the song?
Good Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, and pop. Kids, it's a wonderful thing to hear the talking cereal. It makes you want to sing all about snap, crackle, and pop. Rice Krispies, good for you. They're fun to listen to, fun to eat. Eat Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
We do.
Slim, I must say you sure do know what's worth singing about. Just any morning, sit me down to Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Kellogg's Rice Krispies with maybe some berries or some sliced peaches or bananas on top, and I'm the happiest cowhand you ever saw. You know, you just pour some milk or cream on top of Kellogg's Rice Krispies, and snap, crackle, pop, they talk. Yes, sir, that's how they tell you how crisp and fresh they are. And believe you me, they are, too. Ask Mom to get a package or two for you when she goes to the store. Just tell her you want
good Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, and pop. Kids, it's a wonderful thing to hear the talking cereal. It makes you want to sing all about snap, crackle, and pop. Rice Krispies, good for you. They're fun to listen to, fun to eat. Eat Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
We do.
You betcha. Have a big smackin' bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies for yourself tomorrow morning. Now let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok. When Wild Bill Hickok saw that the destruction of Surveyor Steele's maps and equipment was deliberate, he decided to deal himself and Jingles in on the search for a pass into Hidden Valley. Meanwhile, over in Hidden Valley, the settlers were having a stormy meeting over even greater problems.
All right, all right. Get the halter on your tempers. All this yapping won't get us nowhere fast in a freight wagon mired hub deep in quicksand. Now let's hear what Jabez Thorne has to say.
Yeah, come on.
Well, come on, Mr. Thorne. You got the biggest spread in the valley, so you got more to lose than any of us. Now sidle up here and get your thinker to working.
Well, you got any ideas?
Well, now, Mr. Martin, I reckon you're right about me having more to lose than the rest of you.
And so far, you've been mighty lucky. Those night-crawling varmints ain't rustled none of your cows, nor burnt your barns.
No, Martin, but I reckon the only reason is that I've got more hands to stand guard around my spread.
Well, it looks like somebody's trying to run us out of the valley. What you reckon we can do about it?
Only two things we can do. Either give up and move out or run these bandits to ground.
Can't last much longer.
I'll tell you what I'll do, gents. For 1 week, I'll put all my hands out covering the trails. Maybe we can catch them red-handed driving the stock out.
If you could do that, you might find a pass we could build a road through. That might save us all.
Well, that's possible, Martin. You give me a week and I'll see what we can do.
Now, that's right nice of you, Mr. Thorne. All right, gents. Go back to your homes. Keep your eyes peeled. Come on, Millie. I got packing to do.
Boss, you're a ring-tailed wonder. You're smarter than a coyote and a flock of fat sheep.
Yeah. Come on, Blackie. Let's get over to the office so I can make plans to shear that flock of fat sheep.
Looks to me like you ain't just going to shear them, boss. Looks like you're going to skin them, hair, hide, and all, leaving nothing but the bleat.
I figure they're about starved out, Blackie. One more good raid tonight might start them leaving this valley for good.
Yeah, but I don't get it, Mr. Thorne. Rustling their cattle don't pay off. The whole bunch put together ain't got enough stuff.
That's the trouble with you, Blackie. You don't see beyond your broken nose.
Oh, I know I ain't smart like you, boss. But what do you want to run them all out of the valley for?
Take a look at these, Blackie.
Nuggets. Gold nuggets.
That's right.
Where'd you get them, boss?
I found them in Wolf Creek on Martin's place in the upper end of the valley. Now do you see why I want this valley to myself?
Boss, hey, boss. We went up there and tore that surveyor's camp apart like you said.
Yeah? Then what are you all spooked up about?
We almost got caught. Surveyor come back and guess who was with him?
Who?
Must have been somebody big to make your hair stand up, Con.
Big? Nobody but Wild Bill Hickok and that haystack deputy of his'n. That's who.
Hickok?
Hey, boss. That Wild Bill Hickok's a crow-hopping tornado. You don't want to tangle with him.
That meddling star packer. If he deals himself in, he's likely to find out too much and throw his loop around us.
Yeah, and he throws a wide loop.
Go get our horses, Con. We'll ride up and do a little spying on him. Then figure out how we can get rid of that surveyor and Hickok and that big fat deputy, too.
Now, Bill, you just sit and listen to me a minute.
We haven't got time, Jingles. Steele's still got to find that pass to give relief to Hidden Valley settlers.
Yeah, but from the way lead's flying around this section, we might as well be sticking our heads in a bear trap.
I don't think Mr. Jingles cares much for danger, Marshal.
No, it ain't the danger so much as carrying this three-legged brass telescope around. It's heavy. Well, I ain't used to it.
Well, put it down here for now. I want to take a sight up through that draw.
Ooh-wee. Man, that thing's heavier than a barrel of horseshoes. Hey, let me look through it again, huh, Mr. Steele?
Sure, go right ahead.
Gee, thanks. Hey, Bill, you know, this thing's just like a powerful telescope. Why, I can see clear across to the other side. Uh-oh.
What is it?
Uh-oh.
What you got, partner?
Oh, Bill, I found it. Just as sure as a razorback gobbles acorns, I found it. Just call me Jingles Old Columbus, because I've discovered it for sure.
What is it?
Bill, take a look through this thingamajig.
All right, partner.
See that Saddle Mountain straight ahead of you?
Yeah.
Down to the right, that canyon that looks like it's boxed in at the other end?
Yeah, I see it. There's a bend around that red wall, and there's dead brush piled in there.
Well, what does that mean?
I won't guarantee it, but Jingles might just be right. Let's get the horses and get over there.
Yes, sirree. And we'll find just what I said it was. A secret pass to Hidden Valley. And we'll name it Jingles Pass after that famous explorer who discovered it. Me.
Say, boss, Hickok's pointing at our secret pass out of Hidden Valley.
I see him. I'm not blind.
Now all three of them's heading for it, boss.
Shut up, Blackie. I'm thinking.
Well, you better be thinking up something good this time, boss. Hickok's about to ruin all your plans.
Hickok's about to sign his own death warrant.
You want me to plug him with this rifle, boss? I can hit him easy from here.
No. I want to be sure we get all three of them at once.
So we get closer, huh?
Yeah. We got to get them out of the way before we pull that raid tonight. Come on.
Yeah, sure. Always wanted to be the one to get marshaled, Hickok. Yes, sir. And when you make your play to get Hickok out of the way, I'm going to be as grateful to you as a honey bear staked out the bee tree.
The old-fired mighty Mr. Thorne is sure doing old Farmer Martin more favors than I reckon for. And he's making a raid tonight, eh? Yeah, looks like it's nigh on to harvest time in the gold fields.
Well, look. Look, it's a natural tunnel.
Right through the mountain. There's light from the other end.
And that leads right down into Hidden Valley.
Bill, somebody was watching.
Get back in this tunnel.
What about the horses?
Well, they're after us, not the horses.
No, they can't get a beat on us in here.
Yeah, but how are we going to get out without walking right down his rifle barrel?
We'll go out the other end, Jingles. Come on.
But, Bill, that means we got to climb all the way back up over this mountain to our horses.
Get down, Steve.
Bill, those shots come from the other end of this tunnel. They got us bottled up in here.
Yeah, we can't see where they're hitting out there.
Lecoq, it's too bad you found this tunnel.
Bill.
Now you and your friends are going to die in it.
I don't know who you are, mister, but your bluff won't work.
I'm not bluffing, Hickok.
I don't believe he is bluffing, Marshal.
Well, I'm calling his bluff.
What are you going to do, Bill?
Go out and get him. You two stay here in the shadows.
Just a matter of time, Hickok.
Bill, don't go out there!
Be quiet, Jingles.
If he can't hear us, he won't know where to shoot.
You ain't getting out of there alive, Hickok. None of you.
Horse, he ain't saying nothing.
Hickok! Hickok, can you hear me?
Maybe we got him, boss.
Hickok!
Boss, there he is!
Blast him! Blast him down!
This is Charlie Lyon and that singing cowboy Slim, friends. Say, do you have your guitar handy, Slim?
Always do, Charlie. Say, how about me sort of tuning up in praise of Kellogg's Rice Krispies?
Well, now, what would your Rice Krispies song be like?
Well, I'd sing about breakfast time and easy eating.
Oh, that's in the groove, Slim. Both the fixing and the eating are easy when it comes to Kellogg's Rice Krispies. They're ready to eat any time you're ready to eat them. And they always taste just right, wonderfully, deliciously crisp. In fact, they tell you they're crisp. They're the talking cereal, you know. When you pour the milk or cream on them, they talk right up. Snap, crackle, pop.
Yes, sirree, and they talk to your taster, too. That Rice Krispies flavor is something to sit up and enjoy, believe me.
You do want to play that guitar, don't you? All right, how about giving us the song about...
I know, the one about... Good Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, and pop. Kids, it's a wonderful thing to hear the talking cereal. It makes you want to sing all about snap, crackle, and pop. Rice Krispies good for you. They're fun to listen to, fun to eat. Eat Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
We do.
Thanks, Slim. Now, folks, get yourself some Kellogg's Rice Krispies next time you're shopping. And enjoy some soon. Now, back to Wild Bill Hickok. Wild Bill Hickok, deliberately walking toward the entrance to the tunnel to call Thorne's bluff, was almost out in the open when Blackie spotted him.
Boss, how are you?
Blast him! Blast him down!
Boss, he got my shoulder! I'm getting out of here.
Stay where you are and leave those guns on the ground.
Now I got you, you tree-climbing sand lizard. Now march yourself right on out here and let's find out what this ruckus is all about.
What is it, Jingles?
Look what I found sneaking in the other end of the tunnel, Bill.
Good work, partner. That makes three of them. I guess that's all.
Yeah, but who are they? Why did they attack us?
That's what I mean to find out.
All right, mister. You seem to be the ringleader of this unholy three. What have you got to say?
You're not making me talk.
I wouldn't be too sure about that, mister. What's your name?
More important, what's your game?
None of your business, Tubby. It's just lucky for
boss,
you.
Boss, cut out the join. I gotta get to a doctor.
Shut up, Blackie.
Well, you got us into this. You and your scheme to starve them settlers out and get the gold.
I'll kill you for that.
Hold it, mister.
Oh, hell! Get him off!
Grabby Bill, I got me on the wing.
All right, you get...
You're looking for it, Hickok.
And now you're going to get it.
You've come to the end of your trail, mister. All right, still get the horses. We'll take these three varmints into Hidden Valley and clear up some of this mystery.
Yeah, Martin, what's the idea? Yeah. I thought we was going to let Thorne and his men try to track down the coyotes that's been raiding us, huh?
Gents, I got worse news than crows in the seed corn.
Really? Hey, bad news? Well, what's that, Martin?
We was depending on Jabez Thorne and his boys to stop these raids on our stock and property. Well, he ain't going to be able to stop nothing.
Yeah, how come?
Because he's dead. Dead? I just happened to be up in the hills this morning after the meeting broke up, and I see Thorne and his boys tangled with a parcel of gun slicks. When the smoke cleared, Thorne and his hands was fuller of lead holes and fly specks on the ceiling.
Well, what are we going to do?
Now, wait a minute now. There's more. I sneaked up close after them bandits done their dirty work and heard him planning to clean us out for fair tonight.
Tonight?
That's what I said. My advice to all of you is to do what I'm going to do. Clear out of this valley right now and never come back.
How do you get the folks together in this valley, Blackie?
Go to the church and ring the bell. There's only 15 families, and the men will come a-running.
Bill, you ain't going to have to ring any bell for them. We're coming yonder.
Well, I'll be a sick salamander. They're all moving out, just coming across Wolf Creek.
And it's too late to do us any good, boys.
Dry up, you double-crossing polecat. If you had any brains, you'd see there's something don't fit about this.
Marshal, they're shooting at us.
I'll bet they think we're the raiders. Hold your fire, you jugheads! This here's Wild Bill Hickok come with good news for you.
Hey, Wild Bill Hickok. Well, for looking there, sure is, eh?
Now, wait. Wait till you hear the news he's got for you.
Hey, now, wait a minute. That's David Thorne you got tied up there. What's he done, Marshal?
He's responsible for all your trouble, but that can keep. Go ahead, Jingles. Tell him the big news.
Folks, you don't have to move out of Hidden Valley, because it ain't hidden no more.
Hey, you ain't making sense, big fella.
Well, I mean, I found it.
We knew where the valley was all the time.
No, you walrus-mustached old goat, I found Jingles Pass.
Jingles Pass?
What's that?
Well, it's a pass through a secret tunnel, big enough to build a road through.
Well, now, that is real big news.
You see, Bill, I'm a ding-busted hero.
You sure are, partner.
Well, I reckon the pass ain't gonna do us no good, mister, with some night riding owl hoots raiding our stock and burning our farms.
I think that'll stop too, gents, now that we've caught Thorne here.
Yeah, folks, Thorne and his boys were the night riding owl hoots who was trying to run you out of the valley.
They was? Hey, wait a minute. Martin told us Thorne was dead. That's why we was getting out so fast.
Well, that's the idea, Martin. I'll show you whether I'm dead or not. Oh, so you're guilty too, Martin.
Get away from me, Hickok. Ain't nobody gonna get my gold. I'll kill you all.
You gotta be more careful with guns, mister. Now tell the folks why you told them Thorne was dead.
Well, I saw him going after you up in the tunnel this afternoon. I figured you'd have plugged him by now.
Then you knew about the tunnel all the time.
Uh-huh.
Keep talking, Martin.
Yeah, Thorne. I knew about the tunnel. And the gold, too. And I knew it was you that was making them raids.
Well, then, why didn't you tell the settlers?
Oh, no. No, I ain't that dumb. I figured to let Thorne get them out of the valley. Then I'd kill him and have the whole shebang to myself.
Why, you two no-good Gila monsters. You ought to be strung up.
The law will take care of that, mister. Now go back to your farms and try to live peaceable together from here on.
Folks, I'm sure glad I discovered that tunnel for you. And, of course, if you want to set up a life-size monument in honor of that great explorer, Jingles, it ain't going to make me mad at all.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. We'll be back again on Monday with another Wild Bill Hickok story for you.
You bet we will, Guy. It's a story about how Wild Bill fights it out with a couple of gold-greedy hombres and a cave-in at Careful Smith's Mine. Be with us, will you?
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Right. It's the world's only talking cereal.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Kellogg's Rice Krispies are great. So long.
See you Monday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting Wild Bill Hickok story starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Frank Gerstle, Tyler McVeigh, Fred Howard, and Charlie Long. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. And don't forget to listen Monday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok battles his way through a cave-in at Careful Smith Mine. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal. And Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, that's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.